Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Former Kentucky governor denied Kim Davis's religious freedom. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media. Joining me is Roger Ganim. Well, Roger, we've been talking about this case, I guess, since 2015, but we recently completed filing for the two lawsuits against former Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis and the two same-sex couples that are trying to recover damages as well as attorney's fees from her, even though she's not even the Kentucky County clerk anymore. They're still trying to squeeze money out of her, right?
That's right. These are two sets of plaintiffs, two same-sex couples that were second and third to sue Kim Davis after the Maine Miller case was brought against her, the case that resulted in her going to jail for not issuing marriage licenses. These cases came along after that one, and these plaintiffs were always seeking two things: money and 15 minutes of fame, as people who were offended and aggrieved by Kim Davis's policy. Even though both couples got marriage licenses from the Rowan County Clerk's office while Kim Davis was in jail, they have relentlessly pursued her, trying to extract hundreds of thousands of dollars from her for their claimed injuries from not getting a marriage license in Rowan County, when they could have driven 20 minutes to a nearby county and gotten a marriage license whenever they wanted.
Now, let's just say, okay, Kim Davis, she has a deep, sincerely held religious belief. She is a Christian who does not believe in same-sex marriage. However, she does not hate anyone. She has friends who are involved in homosexual lifestyle. She doesn't, hold anything against them because she believes in sharing the gospel, sharing love with them. However, because she held strong to her sincerely held beliefs, she ended up going to jail, wasn't it, 2015, for not signing the so-called same-sex marriage license, even though it was not Kentucky law that said she had to, right?
Well, what happened is, from when Kim Davis took office in 2015, she knew the Supreme Court would hear the Obergefell case, the case that ultimately led to same-sex marriage being imposed on the United States. And from that point until it actually happened several months later, she asked the legislature, she asked elected officials in Kentucky to do something for clerks like her, who had a sincerely held religious belief that marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and that she couldn't authorize something called marriage for any other arrangement. But she didn't get any help from the Kentucky government at that time. And so what Kim Davis did is, rather than be in a position to decide winners and losers, to decide who gets a license and who doesn't, she said, I'm just not going to issue marriage licenses, and I will leave it to the surrounding counties where licenses are available so that no one gets discriminated against, everyone gets treated the same, but I'm not going to authorize a marriage of a relationship that would violate my sincerely held beliefs.
But yet, prior to the Obergefell decision, Kentucky law provided individual exemptions for clerks who objected to issuing hunting and fishing licenses. It allowed them to opt out in order to accommodate their conscience or religious concern. Why was it not the same for same-sex marriage license?
Well, the truth of the matter is, Kentucky law does require accommodation of sincerely held religious beliefs for any person, whether that person works for the government or not. And when the Obergefell decision came down, Governor Steve Beshear, the father of Kentucky's current governor, Governor Steve Beshear had choices. He could have allowed the Kentucky General Assembly to redesign the marriage license form and process to accommodate both the religious beliefs of clerks like Kim Davis and also the same-sex couples who had this new right, according to the Supreme Court. But Governor Beshear didn't do that. He also had the option to himself enter an executive order to design the marriage license process in a way that would accommodate everyone's rights. But he didn't do that either. Instead, he chose the route that gave him the most control, and he basically said, you will issue these marriage licenses to all couples, and if not, you should resign. And he basically said, if you have a religious objection, I don't care. And so Governor Beshear chose the most restrictive way to impose Obergefell's decision on Kentucky when he had lots of options to do it a different way. And we know he had those options because as soon as his successor took office, Governor Matt Bevin, one of his first official acts was to change the marriage license process so that clerks like Kim Davis didn't face this crisis of conscience any longer. And then when the General Assembly did meet in 2016, they unanimously made permanent changes to the licensing process, again, to accommodate clerks like Kim Davis so that they didn't have to violate their conscience and still everyone who wanted a marriage license could get one.
But so those were in place in 2015 and then 2016. So why are we still fighting this?
These plaintiffs who sued Kim Davis back in 2015 still say in 2021 that they're entitled to money from Kim Davis for the what they are claiming to be emotional harm, embarrassment, humiliation when they were unable to get marriage licenses when they wanted one back in 2015. Even though they could have gone to any of the surrounding counties and gotten a marriage license, and it's still a Kentucky marriage license. There's no such thing as a county marriage license in the state of Kentucky. They're all state marriage licenses, and the county where it's issued has no legal effect whatsoever. Yet they went into Kim Davis's office multiple times. In one case, the plaintiffs continually asked and demanded that Kim Davis come out so they could argue with her. And they brought cameras along with them and invited the press to come along with them. So every time they created a spectacle. And then they have the nerve to then go to court and say, well, we were humiliated by Kim Davis by getting denied. They created the humiliation. They created the scene themselves when it was all entirely avoidable. These plaintiffs all could have had a marriage license, the day that Obergefell was decided from any county in Kentucky, just about, but they insisted on going to Kim Davis because she had said she wasn't going to issue them, and they want their pound of flesh, and that's what they're after now.
And of course, they took advantage of the theatrics that they created, and the media plastered those pictures all over the papers, and so it looked like that she was just this horrible person. But again, you know, if you ever met her, she is nothing like what the media paints.
Yet Kim Davis never desired to confront any of these plaintiffs. Her clerks had very clear instructions. We're not issuing licenses. They are available from the surrounding counties. It was only when the plaintiffs demanded that Kim come out so that they could yell at her, basically, that these situations were created where you may have seen on the news or in a video of Kim Davis, you know, answering their questions. And she made the famous statement that she was acting under God's authority only after being pressed for something like 20 minutes by one of these sets of plaintiffs who kept demanding an answer when they had a clear answer already. And that was, you can get a license at any other office. It doesn't have to be this one.
And it doesn't have to be a personal attack against Kim Davis. Well, it's interesting, Roger. You know, we petitioned in 2020 to the Supreme Court for review of this case. The court denied review, in which the only issue raised was sovereign immunity. However, I thought this was very interesting. Justices Thomas and Alito appeared to invite future challenges to the Obergefell marriage case. In fact, Justice Thomas said, and he was joined by Alito in this, he wrote that this petition implicates important questions about the scope of our decision in Obergefell, but it does not cleanly present them. So do you think we might end up going back to the Supreme Court with this case?
Well, all I can say for sure is we're certainly committed to taking this case all the way back to the Supreme Court if necessary. In fact, well, these two cases, there are different procedural steps in a lawsuit, and our first attempt to get to the Supreme Court was unsuccessful. But as you pointed out, there is hope there. Justice Thomas recognized that, look, Obergefell said states must recognize same-sex marriage, but it didn't say who has to issue the licenses. It didn't say that you can't accommodate the religious beliefs of your government officials. And so we hope to get our case, we hope to win, of course, for Kim Davis's sake. But if we have to take it to the Supreme Court again, we hope that they'll accept it and issue a ruling that says, look, Obergefell doesn't decide every question. Obergefell leaves plenty of room for the sincere religious beliefs of government officials to be accommodated.
Right. In fact, you know, we filed an amicus brief in the case of Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake baker, and the Supreme Court made a good ruling on his behalf.
That's right. The government can't show hostility to religious belief, that violates the Establishment Clause. You know, Kim Davis's case is going to be based on the Free Exercise Clause, her ability to practice or to live out her faith. But we see here the former Governor Beshear, Governor Steve Beshear, he exercised and demonstrated hostility towards her religious beliefs by basically saying, I'm going to create a process that expressly excludes accommodation of religious belief, and then you should resign if you don't like it.
Mm. Well, please continue to pray for this case, for Kim Davis, and our battle to defend a religious freedom. Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website. You can sign up for our Liberty Alerts, our emails at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.